Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
If you want to go faster.
No, but why the hell would the ship
do- Oh, I don't know. Maybe some moron was about to set the service node on fire!
But just a small fire? And look, it's out now! Can we go back?
That's not how it works!
Congratulations, I think this time you've finally killed us.
How is this my fault?
Hey!
You started the fire. You got us jettisoned.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
It's a fire on a spaceship! You shouldn't need any further explanation.
Hey, oh! Enough!
Spoken like a man that doesn't know the first thing about commanding Douglas F. Eiffel. And you know what? No. Your ship, your crappy fire code, your fault!
Hey!
Normally, I'm the regional champion, but right now, between us, guess what? You and Cyborga DeVille over there win the Life Ruiner of the Year competition!
Why, you-
I said enough! If I could have a moment of quiet, please? Fantastic. Now, in case you haven't noticed, this is an emergency! And I would love to start the process of getting us out of it, but I can't do jack while I'm still locked out of the control terminal! So, Doctor, if you wouldn't mind?
Yes, Lieutenant. Very sensible.
Kepler, help me.
Yes, ma'am.
No funny business, you two.
Oh, relax, Lieutenant. I'm just a poor little old lady. I need some help to make it across the rickety, bumpy space pod.
There we go.
Where's the handprint reader?
Here.
There you go. Have fun.
All right, let's see.
Nobody says thank you anymore. Kids these days.
Shut up. Kepler, tell me this thing has some sort of propulsion.
Here. Access this system. Stabilizer arrays 1 through 17.
Engaging.
Like it's working.
All right. Sit rep.
Yeah. One moment.
So, hip hip hooray, we're all gonna be okay?
Shut up, Eiffel.
Okay, sorry. Jeez.
I don't like that resistance rating.
I know, we're going too fast.
What's the drag coefficient?
0.79.
Stellar radiation pressure?
4205 meters per second squared.
Oh, that's kind of exciting. Fuel reserves?
6% of capacity.
In other words, enough to pivot, but not to set a course. We're going wherever gravity takes us.
Not quite. We might be able to... Oh, never mind. It's exactly what you said.
Top tip, Lieutenant, I cut to the chase, so if it ever seems like I'm wrong, it's just that you don't have all the data.
Price?
That's Doctor, Lieutenant, or Ma'am, if you want to streamline.
Price. You're as close to the console as I am. You're standing right next to me.
I know. As if I could forget the smell alone.
Then why are you asking us to read the values for you?
Because I'm blind, Lieutenant.
You're what?
Blind, Eiffel. The word is in your limited vocabulary, isn't it? You live your entire life in a metaphorical state of it, so it should ring a bell.
How are you blind?
He did it. Actually, I don't know where I'm pointing, so... Wherever it is that Eiffel actually is. His little, what did you call it? It was quite colorful. Yes, his giant fireball of death. He got me on the head, knocked out my optic system. Don't get too concerned. I can reset the system as soon as we get back to the Hephaestus.
But until then, you're...
As a bat, Lieutenant, yes. Why do you think I'm letting you drive? Honestly, blinded by my own survival manual. That's a new one. We'll need to put something about that into the next edition. Kepler, remind me.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Well, if we could please come back to our dire situation.
Tell me we're not drifting into deep space.
We are heading away from the Hephaestus and picking up speed.
I'll go get the cryo freezer.
Relax, Eiffel. We're not headed toward deep space.
We're not?
No. We don't have the mass or the momentum to get to escape velocity. We're in an orbit around the star.
Woo! Phew! Well then, this should be easy.
Is it not gonna be easy? Why are you all still so serious?
If I could finish... It's almost certainly a rapidly decaying orbit. We're headed for the red line.
And we can't just turn around?
With what fuel, exactly? We burnt out most of our maneuverability stabilizing. We got one, maybe two course corrections left.
But nothing powerful enough to break orbit. We're stuck.
So, we're about to crash and burn into Wolf 359? Emphasis on the burn?
Unless we end up in an alien portal like you did last time.
What part of blue, water's fine, red, fiery death ball wasn't clear?
As charming as this is, could we skip to the part where someone picks up the comms and calls Marcus?
Whoa, hold on. You mean Mr. CEO? I'm sorry, were you not okay dying in space? You want us to call him? What a funny, yeah, no.
Eiffel.
Look, I'm thrilled that you guys are good friends with the big bad wolf, but I'm still at not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin. Come up with a better plan.
Eiffel.
Fine. One second. Let me open up a channel. The number you're trying to reach isn't accepting calls at this time. Please hang up and hope that your comm system wasn't broken by the turbulence.
Oh, good.
Visual system. Let's put it to good use.
Calculating. At their last reported speed, assuming they were able to stabilize, it'll be 2 hours and 18 minutes to complete orbit, which means they'll be within range in approximately 113 minutes.
And how long will they stay in comms range? Great! Well, if we miss them, there's always the next go-around.
Yes and no.
They're not staying in a stable orbit. They're going to complete, hopefully, 3 more orbits.
Rachel.
Yes, sir?
When we get back to Earth, find out whoever designed these pods' flight system.
Yes, sir.
And have them skinned. Slowly.
Very good, sir.
Hera, what about intercepting him on the Hephaestus?
To do so would most likely take us out of orbit as well. There's a 90% chance of failure.
Thank you, Hera. That will be all for now. Rachel, get me Victor and our two guests. We need to discuss our options. Good evening, Isabel, Daniel. We're all going to work together to clean up this little mess.
Still hilarious.
The only thing that's hilarious, Captain, is how little time we have before our people are all incinerated by the star. My associate is currently stuck on this wayward pod, and I'm afraid I won't be able to do much without her. So I'm going to need your assistance.
Not gonna be much help while wearing these.
Victor.
Yes, sir. Actually, I'd prefer to keep mine on. It's become part of my signature look.
Oh. Heaven forfend we destroy your look. Here. Let me help you with that.
Ow, too tight, too tight. Oh, okay. Take them off, take them off. Okay. That one I kind of deserved.
Better? Good. Now, pretty please. With sugar on top, can we get down to business?
Okay, fine. What do you want me to do?
For the time being, Isabel, be patient and get ready. No, what I actually need is someone with lots and lots of experience launching ballistics into the airspace around this station.
Ninety-four bottles of beer on the wall.
I fall.
Take one down, pass it around. 93 bottles of beer
on the— I fall!
No. The singing will continue until someone has an idea for how to get us out of this. We all agreed.
Literally nobody agreed to that asinine—
93 bottles of beer on the wall. 93 bottles of beer. Whoa!
Did I hit him? Somebody, please tell me that I hit him.
Lady, what is your problem?
Oh, lots of things. I'm stranded in space. I can't see. You're not contributing anything to my survival. I'm getting hungry. Maybe those last two things can cancel each other out.
Oh, haha. Very funny. Right?
Ugh. What the?
Is that a hail?
I guess maybe it was just interference, and as soon as—
Oh, of course it was. You're only now working that out?
You knew we'd get through eventually? Why didn't you say anything?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because I don't like you? Now somebody pick up already.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait a minute. Not so fast. Kepler, your gun. Give it to me.
Really? Not the time, Lieutenant. We may not have long before we lose the signal again.
Oh, really? You don't say. Gun, please.
Commander?
I know what I'm doing, Eiffel. You think I'm stupid? We call for help. Cutter and his cronies pick us up. Then what happens? How does that end for me and Eiffel? Thanks, but no thanks. I'll take some insurance right here and right now.
This is not the— You might be killing us right now, Minkowski.
Actually, Colonel, I think you'll find that you're killing us. So, for the last time, gun, now.
Well, look who's finally thinking like a grown-up. Kepler, give her your gun.
Ma'am, I have this under—
Stand down, Colonel. That's an order.
Good. Okay, Eiffel, patch us through.
Yes, sir. Hello? Hephaestus? You out there?
Is Miranda there?
Hi, Marcus. How's everyone? Do they miss me lots?
Everything's under control on this end. Listen, we're about to lose radio contact in just a moment. We'll have another window in about 2 hours. And then just one more after that.
Well, isn't that fun? Do tell me there's a plan, Marcus, or do I have to do everything around here?
TRK-10 torpedoes.
compatible with our probe launcher, magnetic grapple lock, and the reinforced cable tether attaches here.
That's the plan? Shoot them? With torpedoes?
It's just one big grappling hook, Captain.
That's supposed to make me feel better.
Wait a moment. This equipment was originally meant for construction work, right? You're sure it'll handle this maneuver?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Daniel? At some point during your time with Warren, you gathered some sense of what happens when people fail me, correct?
Yes, sir.
Good. That is all. Victor? Suit up. I want you ready within the hour.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what?
Is there a problem, Daniel?
Yeah. See, there's this little key element to the plan. It's called having a shooter that knows what the hell he's doing. You might have heard of it?
You think I can't make the shot?
Maybe. I don't know. What I do know is that you've never shot this kind of torpedo with this kind of launcher on this space station.
Oh, so you think you're some sort
Victor?
Of...
Victor? Daniel.
No one has. Except me. And you? You can't afford to take a chance on this.
Sir.
Very well. Suit up, Daniel. You too, Isabel. He'll need a targeting spotter. And I believe you two have worked together in the past.
Yeah, I know the launcher.
Good. I expect you to make the shot, Mr. Jacoby. For your sake.
You know what you're doing, Jacoby.
I always know what I'm doing.
Even when shooting torpedoes from an unstable launcher onto a fast-moving target?
Especially when... that.
Jacoby?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually make the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to be the pretty space pumpkin princess at the ball?
Mm-hmm. One of those was not like the others, was it?
Jacoby, look at me. Look at me with my serious eyes and my serious voice and tell me the truth. Can you make this shot?
It's not so much a question of can. It's more a matter of will.
Excuse me? What the hell are you—
Hear me out. You were there with me. You heard Cutter. Without Price, they're not in business anymore. And that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. Maybe good enough that it's worth—
You can't just make that decision for them.
Well, how the hell else are we gonna stop this? Because I don't think we're gonna get another shot like this one.
He'll kill you if you miss the shot.
Maybe. But like you said, it's a tough shot. From an unstable launcher to a fast-moving target. Who knows if anyone could make it?
You're really considering this. You're really, really thinking of letting Eiffel and Minkowski die.
Yeah, I'm really considering it.
Jacoby, you can't.
Jacoby, pod's about 15 minutes away from completing another orbit. We need you two in range. Now.
Ryman, could we just have 2 more minutes to finish?
No, it's time. Let's go.
Come on, Captain. Let's go.
About 2 minutes out from the end of cycle number two, everyone. You holding up okay, Eiffel?
Yeah, fine, Commander. I really hate this plan.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to shoot us with torpedoes. I'm not missing some nuance here, am I? It's us getting shot by torpedoes.
Ugh, you're being so dramatic. TRK-10s barely count as torpedoes. They're glorified construction tools. There's no payload.
No, but there are thrusters, which, if I understood the explanation correctly, are there to help the torpedo breach the hull of the pod. Yes?
Math checks out. Should be fine. As long as the line holds.
You know, if you were going for reassuring there, you really missed the mark by...
Come in, Hephaestus.
Hey, Pod, how you guys holding up?
Peachy, Jacoby.
Well, just hold on for a second longer. We're gonna get you home.
Anything you need on our side?
Nope. Just sit tight, hold on to something, and wish me luck.
Not that he needs it, as he's emphatically assured us.
You got roped into helping out, Captain?
Just with the targeting system. Buck Rogers here will take all the shots.
Which, speaking of, you're only in range long enough for me to take a couple shots. So we need to make them count. You guys got your seatbelts fastened?
Just fire already.
Come left 7, up 9, and 1. Locked.
Okay, ready?
Get us?
Negative, Eiffel. TRK scratched the surface, but didn't take. Going for number 3.
Steady.
Yeah.
Right 1, down 1, minus 1. Locked.
Negative, Captain. Pod's too far. No way we can make that. Sorry, folks, but ballistics is more art than science sometimes. Don't worry, though, we'll get you on the next go-around.
All right. Start the clock. T-minus 115 minutes.
Daniel? Isabel?
Yeah, copy.
What was that? What just happened?
Nothing. This is a bit of a process. We won't miss on the next go-around.
You better not. Do we understand each other?
Yep, understood.
Complete your preparations and be ready for the next flyby. You have 110 minutes. Hephaestus out.
Is it me, or is it getting hotter?
Environmental controls are starting to fail. Some of the systems must be starting to short out as we approach the star.
Ready, everyone. About a minute out. Eiffel, open a comms channel.
Hello, hello. Everyone's still alive?
Very funny.
Please stand by for contact, and we'll see you shortly.
Just get it right this time, Marcus.
Now connecting you to the on-site team. Pod, how are you holding up?
Ready to go home, Captain. You and Jacoby gonna make that happen?
Oh, I don't know. Are we, Jacoby?
Come on, serious now. Targeting data.
All right. Jacoby. Right one up front.
How's that?
Locked.
Roger, Hephaestus. All systems are more or less in the green. Looks like we're okay. We're okay.
Great. We're gonna start reeling you in. Good job, Jacoby. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't mention it.
Well done, Daniel. He'd come through in the end. Miranda? I'll see you soon.
Yes, Marcus. We have some business to catch up on.
I wouldn't be so sure, Dr. Price. I think before anyone gets back to business, there's a couple of things we need to discuss.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The roles of Hira and Price were played by Michaela Sui. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. The role of Rachel was played by Ariella Rotenberg. and the role of Ryman was played by Julian Silver. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to help us put Cutter and Price out of business? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, Roosh FarmD, Sarah Shramick, Andrew and Abby Guthy, Egypt Spivey, Meg Bevilacqua, Amy Tang Wei, and all our patrons for your support and for helping us make the shot. Visit our website at wolf359.fm for full episodes and extras, and follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Cam Kander? Yeah, that was a strange thing. A prolific creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020.
Eccentric, weird, inscrutable. Cam Kander was like a 21st century Howard Hughes.
Nothing is known. Cam Kander, man, woman, non-binary person... no idea.
Cam Kander, an enigma, a cipher, a mystery.
Was Kander a genius or insane? Is there a difference?
And one day, Cam Kander vanished into thin air.
Off the map, off the radar,
like Amelia Earhart.
From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp.
Leave me alone. I don't have anything to say about Cam Kander.
Comes a shocking 6-part documentary series.
Cam Kander is a Rorschach test.
It's a MacGuffin stuffed inside a red herring, shoved down a rabbit hole that leads to a blind alley.
Cam Kander is out there, waiting to make their glorious return.
Like a cult leader?
No, like a messiah.
Discover Who is Cam Kander, a new investigative podcast coming Wednesday, September 1st, wherever you listen to podcasts.